I was leafing through my vinyl collection the other day, and I pulled out this Alfred Opaka album of my mom's, you know, white pants, white shirt, red carnation lay. I started thinking, you know, we need to hear these voices. Because let's face it, not all of them are going to make it to your Spotify playlist. So I called the incredible Antoinette Toni Lee. She's been the chair, coordinator, and board member for the Aloha Festival's parade for a decade plus, and she's the president of the Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame. I asked her if we could maybe spin through a few of the major voices from the 1950s and 60s here in Hawaii.
Groups were not trying to play and sound like each other back then. Haunani Kahalewai?
Yeah. Remember? What do you know about her, you know?
She's a great, great singer.
The first singer Tony mentions, Haunani Kahalewai. I mean, how many people have heard of her today? Born in Hilo, Hawaii calls brought her to worldwide fame, and she deserves that fame today. Haunani had a 3.5-octave range, contralto to mezzo-soprano, and she had this rootsy swing. Webley Edwards called this the song of the Waikiki in-crowd. Ohe oe.
Lena Machado?
Lena Machado.
The Keyhole Hula? Remember?
What did people think about that song when it came out?
I think people liked it. In fact, we used to warm up to that song in Halau with Auntie Mikey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of a risque song. I mean,
yeah. But you know, Hawaiians were very koloke, they call it. Naughty. Yeah. They were fun. They never used the word risque. You have to know the kauna about the song. Now, the kauna is the story of what made that musician or that author write that story.
Keyhole Hula, though, puts it right out there.
Well, yeah.
Well, after locking the door on me, I want to know what goes in there. So I take a peek through that keyhole. Ladies, that's not the first time, and it won't be the last time.
You know what, Tony? I still have a feeling that people had a whole lot more fun before.
Well, you know, a lot of songs today are being written for what is going on in the community, in the Hawaiian community, right, for Hawaiian music. So that's not fun. And maybe that's what you're referring to. You're right, Hawaiian music was, it's a form of telling a story. And so there wasn't a lot of protest going on back then.
Yeah, the 50s and 60s.
There was a lot of celebration going on back then. That was before the Renaissance. So it was fun. They're just out there having a party, telling a story, and entertaining people.
Yeah, you're really pointing out the difference in the time.
Yeah, so now there's a lot going on in the community. So the music being written is really not fun, right? Because it's telling the story of how people are feeling and how they're feeling that they're mistreated and they're not agreeing with what's happening. And those that can write and come up with authoring a song or writing a mele, yeah, it will be historic for this time. But you're right, it's not necessarily a happy time.
One example of a song voicing contemporary Hawaiian concerns is Ku Ha'aheo by Hinalei Moana Wang Kalu.
So much of the music back then was really entertaining.
What was the entertainment scene like? Where would people play this music?
Well, once upon a time, Waikiki was thriving, and we had a lot of places in Waikiki to play.
But did local people go there?
Local people all came out. Look at Duke's. When Duke's was open in Waikiki, they always had music there. International Marketplace, when Don Ho was there, that place was packed all the time.
With local people?
Local people. Chuck Seller.
Where did they park now?
Along the streets.
That's right. You could park on Kalakaua.
Yeah. And then, you know, Chuck Cellar. I mean, that was Outrigger, I believe. I mean, every place you went, Halekulani, all the hotels had a room. Hilton Hawaiian Village had the Longhouse and all of that.
Yeah, so we had...
Now you're telling my age.
No, you're showing the whole ecosystem from showrooms down to clubs.
Right.
And look at all going.
Today. Now, as you know, I'm the president of Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame. You look around and there aren't many places for Hawaiians to play anymore.
'50s and '60s. What groups were around at that time? Kahawana Lake Trio was there.
Kahawana Lake Trio.
They're just three musicians, but the music sounds so complex.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Their knowledge of their instrument, I mean, they, what kupuna say, made their instrument sing. It wasn't just playing. It was very thoughtful, very innovative. Their keys, their strumming was all different. It was just the way they put it together. It was lovely, actually.
From the 1965 Hawaiian Style vinyl release.
And that's like Buddy Folk. They were the Invitations.
The Invitations.
That's who they were.
You're right.
The Invitations. I mean,
their harmonies are crazy. Where do they come
and
from?
And so different, right? Than Kahawana. You couldn't put them on the same page. That's what made them all so popular and unique. Do you hear that today?
That was The Invitations, off their 1959 album, RSVP. A lot of people were turned on to Hawaiian music by Alfred Apaka.
Right. Alfred Apaka.
I don't know a thing about him.
He was awesome, and he played at the Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Oh, really? He was
in... years.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He was a soloist. Where do we have that now?
Where he just stood there like a solo singer, like a great crooner, like, you know.
That's correct. And do you know that Robert Casimiro has a brother? He's like an Alfred Apaka of today. There's no rooms for him. Where is there a room that they could put this guy in, because he would be a showman, in my estimation.
And we've got to hear Rodney Casimiro, right? Tony's Choice there, once with the Royal Hawaiian Band Ensemble.
You are my evening star.
Do you want to hear some Alfred Apaka? Visions of Hawaii were formed around this voice. Really, so much fun, Tony. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Noi.
And a general spin through some iconic voices of Hawaii, flavors from the '50s and '60s.